Say good morning. So let's begin. So today we're beginning Perek Vav, chapter 6, which is titled Beveir Midas Hazirizos. So say this point in time, in the first five chapters, we have officially completed the Midah of Zihirus, right? And now we move on to Zirizos. Remember, again, as we saw in the introduction, this Sefer is really based on the statement, the Memra of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer. And Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer simply goes through a systematic model of improvement and growth. So in the next step is Zirizos. Achar HaZihirus, Yava HaZirizos. After Zihirus comes Zirizos. Now we'll define this term in just a moment. Remember again, Zihirus is primarily fixated on what he calls the lo sa'aseh. What that means is, remember, Zihirus is pretty much the concept of thought, of contemplation, but much more of a focus on avoiding that which is negative, of thinking before I act, thinking about the Tov HaMiti, what is the ultimate good, trying to figure out which actions will get me towards the ultimate good, which actions won't get me towards the ultimate good. But it's much more focused ultimately on the avoidance of negativity. That's why, even again, remember, in our last chapter, we spoke about all of the things that prevent a person from becoming Zohir, being too busy, being scornful is not the right word. Okay, a mocking type of individual. Scoffing. Right? Oh, bad chevra. So it's much more focused on the negative and really the avoidance of the negative. On the other hand, Zrizos is al ha'aseh. Zrizos is the midah, as we'll discuss, that focuses us on how to do the good things in life. Da v'hainu surmeira v'aseitov. And the Ramchal writes that the reason why Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer put Zihiros before Zirizos is based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Because what does David HaMelech say? Avoid evil, literally veer away from evil, and do good. Now remember, David HaMelech put this order very specifically. Because very often, when a person wants to change, so the first thing people often focus on is doing good things. Right? Why is that the first thing that often we focus on? You know, if you think about it, let's say Elul comes, right? The month before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Noraim, and we get in the zone. So what do we? So we go ahead. I take this on. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to say this to them. I'm going to give this tzedakah. It's wonderful. There's only one problem. I'm not addressing any of the negative things. So very often when people try to change, they try to heap on the good, but they don't really touch the negative. And that's for a very good reason, because it is much easier to take on a whole bunch of wonderfully new and beautiful behaviors than it is to change one negative trait. Right, Lashon Zeros, that's right. So, it's very important. David HaMelech therefore says, if you really want to change in life, it's not enough to do good. You first have to go and identify the negative things. You have to veer away from that negativity, and then you can do good. Because any good that is done, ultimately, before one has rectified the evil or the negative within, so that good will fall short. So, you know, the Gemara calls this Tovel v'sheret biyado. That a person can go to the mikvah, and it's only for you if you're immersed in the mikvah, but if you're holding a sheret, holding the source of impurity in your hand, that immersion in the mikvah is worth very little. So first there has to be zihiros. I have to first avoid that which is negative and rectify that which is negative. And afterwards, asetov. Afterwards, when I do good and that's zrizos, then my good will be meaningful. V'nyano shel zrizos mevuar. And this idea of zrizos is explained, shuhak dama lemitzvos ula hashlamas inyanim. That zrizos is kind of the introduction we have to mitzvos and hishlamas inyanim. And zrizos is the midah, is the attribute that makes the performance of our mitzvos complete. V'kaloshon hazeh amru zechonon levracha, zrizim makdimin lemitzvos. And this is the wording that Chazal used, where this, now, mostly the way we normally translate that is, zrizim makdimin lemitzvos, that a person who is zariz, alacritous, or a person who goes ahead and has incredible zeal, will go to do mitzvos faster. So the Ramchal says you have to read a little bit differently. Zrizin makdim la mitzvos means that zrizos is the hakdama to mitzvos. That zrizos ultimately is the introduction or the preface to mitzvos. You need a midah of zrizos before you begin to do mitzvos. V'zeh Ki kimoshe tzarech pikchus gadol v'hashkafa rabba lihinatza mimokshei hayitzer ulihi malit min hara shlo yishlot banu ulis ari b'ma'asina. So we'll say the same way that we've discussed, that a person requires incredible wisdom and incredible outlook to be able to go ahead and be saved from the traps of the Yetzer Hara and to run away from it. Shelo yishlot banu, or the Yetzer Hara should not have a hold on us. Ule his ari b'ma'asinu, and the Yetzer Hara does not get mixed in with our actions. Kin tzarech pikchus gadol v'hashkafa le'echoz b'mitzvos v'liskos bohem v'los savadna mimenu. So also, you don't just need great wisdom in order to avoid that which is negative or that which is evil, but a person also requires great wisdom in order to maximize the good that we do. Because very often it is possible to do much good, but if it's not maximized, if it's not focused, if it's not done with thought, then ultimately the good is deficient and the good falls short. Because in the same way that the Yitzhara strives to go ahead and enmesh us and to bring us down in the trappings of sin. Sometimes the Yitzhara works is that it also prevents us from doing mitzvos, ula abda mimenu, to cause them to be lost to us. Others are both say that interestingly enough, sometimes the Yitzhara works is A, causing me to sin, and B, causing me not to take proper advantage of my opportunities. That, you know, sometimes in life we encounter this sometimes, and sometimes this, we look back on it, it's a little bit painful, that there are opportunities we had to do something good, and we did it, but we did it with half a heart, right? We didn't do it with the excitement and the energy and the commitment that I should have done. And sometimes that feeling over that missed opportunity to maximize circumstances is as hurtful as sin itself. And the Ramchal says that's because it is as detrimental as sin itself. That ultimately what Ramchal would say in his worldview, so sinning and not maximizing opportunities for good to a certain degree are one and the same. I will say, of course, we know they're not literally one and the same, but they're kind of like being one and the same, in that at the end of the day, they both represent this idea that here I had this opportunity in front of me, and it was squandered. He goes on. If a person is weak and lazy and does not run after his mitzvos, v'lismoch bam, and grab onto them, yisha'er na'er v'reik mehem bevadai. A person will end up ultimately being literally na'or. He defines na'or v'reik, empty. Right, empty. There was something there, and now it's gone. This yishar nareik mehem bevadai. V'sira. So we'll say it's incredible yisod. Without zrizos, what is? And remember, we haven't really even defined what this midah is yet. But without this midah of zrizos, here's what I know: is that I'm going to lose out on opportunities. That's number one. The opportunities are going to come away that I'm going to lose out on. And number two, even those that I ultimately choose to seize may not necessarily be maximized to the fullest extent. Vesira, and he says it would appear, Kiteva ha'adam kaved mot. Now, Boston, this is a very important episode. He says the teva, the nature of man, is kaved mot. Now, kava me'od means very heavy, very heavy. Now, if you have this edition, the red one over here, he says in footnote 21a, kaved mot, kechifetz kaved ha'kavua b'mkomo, Shekasha ma'od lahaniyo misham. Just like if you have an object, Rabbi said, that is very heavy, and if it's very heavy, it's very difficult to move it from its place. Meaning, when an object is at rest, it requires a force in order to move it. It does not move on its own. So the teva of man is that we're heavy and generally immovable. Ki afrios hachomrios gas. Because ultimately, again, our physicality is the dominant feature. Alkin lo yachpotsa ad betarach malacha. Therefore, I will say, man at his core is lazy. Right? Meaning, at our core, we desire not to move. At our core, we desire not to really have to exert much effort. And that's because physicality, by definition, yearns to be at rest. And therefore, by definition, man does not really... I'll say this way again. In general, the teva of man is of avoidance of things that require a lot of work. a lot of work. There are exceptions to this rule. We'll discuss who they are and what they are. But in general, akim lo yachbot adam b'torach u'malacha. That ultimately people do not really desire incredible effort and work. But someone who wants to ultimately be a true Eved Hashem, tzarech sheyiskaber neged tivo atzmo v'yiskaber v'yizdaris. Rosh said, that's right, to be an Eved Hashem. Do you know what you have to do? You literally have to overcome your own nature. Because remember, again, the teva of man, one more time, is to be at rest. The teva of man is not to have to work, not to have to do anything, but yet to be an Eved Hashem, I have to go ahead. Yiskaber, I have to be strong. V'yizdaris, it has to be zrizos. Shem hu maniach atzmo biyad kvedos. Because if I allow myself to fall into the grasp, into the grips of life heaviness, vaday hu shelo yatzliach, I will not be successful. And this is what the Tana meant when he said, "Have az kanamer, the kal kanesher." Literally, be bold like a leopard that we saw in the last chapter, and kal kanesher, light as an eagle. What does it mean to be light as an eagle? It means ultimately, again, don't be weighed down by human heaviness. He goes on. He says, "V'gibor kari la'asos ratz katzvi, run like a deer." Gibor ka'ari, be strong like a lion. La'asos ritzon avicha shema shamayim, to fulfill the will of your father in shamayim. V'chein maruchom zruchon levracha, b'dvar matzvichim chizuk. And therefore the rabbis in bracha said that there are certain things that require strengthening. And what are they? Torah u'ma'asim tovim. So we'll say, what does it mean Torah ma'asim tovim needs strengthening? Because the idea is to learn Torah and to do good things requires exertion. People don't like to exert themselves. People don't like to push themselves. People would rather remain at rest. Therefore, in order to do good, in order to be good, requires an incredible exertion of effort. Umikra male chazak v'amatz ma'od lishmor la'asos kecholator asher tzivcha Moshe avdi. And so too, Moshe Benu says to Yoshua, Kosh Baruch says to Yoshua, excuse me, chazak v'amatz, be strong, and be vigilant. Lishmor la'asos kecholator asher tzivcha Moshe avdi. Why do you have to be strong? Because again, the teva of man is not to work. He goes on, Ki chozek gadol tzarach l'misharotze lichbos hateva el hefcho. Because you require incredible strength for someone who wants to go ahead and turn his nature around. And Abbas said, this is actually very telling. Because sometimes the greatest tool we have in life is self-awareness. And when I realize that at my core, I am lazy. At my core, I'd rather not work. At my core, I would rather be at rest. Suddenly, again, it's an incredible window of insight into the way we act. And that's why very often, there are things we know we have to do, but we just simply don't do it. And I both say, this is true, by the way, in cleaning out the garage, right? And it's true with doing anything else, but where it has the greatest impact is in advancing myself. So the reason why most people, the Ramchal would say, don't grow, and the reason why most people just simply do not change, and most people are just simply the same people they are today that they were 20 years ago as well, just sometimes the negative midos get a little bit worse, is because change requires incredible exertion, incredible effort, and effort and exertion is something that inherently we do not like. Therefore, says the Ramchal, again, the first step is creating this awareness. Once there's an awareness, we can create a strategy to change that. Right? So we'll stop over here for today.